Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Back by popular demand, holiday hit Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol returns to Rubicon Theater Company. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with what the Ventura Breeze calls an amazing, astonishing, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 6th through December 23rd on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, this is our second hour. I hope that you enjoyed some of those great interviews. And if you missed any of them, you can always go to our podcast. And of course, that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. If you're just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, I want to say this is the holidays. The holidays are right here. Merry Christmas to everyone. And gosh, I hope that you're spending time with family. I know a lot of you have had some really hard times and tragedies and you're going through things. I just want to kind of remind us that even though we're going through these things, hopefully you're growing through these things. And that's really what it's all about. Tom, Merry Christmas to your family and to your children.
Thank you. Same to you, Kim. It's going to be a wonderful 3-day weekend for a lot of us and relaxing and having fun with the family.
There you go. There you go. And of course, I'm so excited to have Dr. Leticia Jimenez back in the studio with us. Merry Christmas to you. And I hope that you're going to be spending some time with your family.
Yes, yes, very much so. Thank you so much for having me here. I really appreciate it. And happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. This is a time that we kind of all just, you know, I used to get really stressed out and I realize now how precious time is. And every single day you have to just really set out to do whatever your body tells you, what your mind, and I know that's something yes. that you're very in touch with. So first of all, I would just like to start our show with something uplifting. Once you choose hope, anything is possible. So with that, I just want to always start our show with something uplifting. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways. I do want to remind everybody to write this phone number down, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, please, when you hear all the great things that we're giving away, we'd love you to be a part of it. All you have to do is give us a call, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for more places to win and to be connected to us.
We do have LA Zoo Lights. It continues through the year into January 7th, so that's very nice. A lot of fun at the Los Angeles Zoo with the Christmas lights, holiday decorations, and all those wonderful animals. We have Home Buffet Holiday Feasts located in Oxnard. Also, Santa Maria Hometown Buffet is great. Lure Fish House, another one, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. Those folks are growing, and everybody always talks about the great happy hours, the menu, the food, the fun. Very social place, too.
It is a very social place. Yeah, no, it's a cool place. I love that place. And then, of course, Pete's Breakfast House, right?
What a great place to have breakfast, serving the best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch, eggs, and farm produce available. Warm and friendly and fun, Pete's Breakfast. We could have a coupon for you, a little gift card to
there
go
you
eat
go.
Breakfast.
Gift certificates right here. All right, well, let's start off with Pete's Breakfast House. And, of course, I would love to share that. So call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, so Dr. Jimenez, talk to us about what's going on. And I know you help so many people. Give us kind of where you're at in this time right now. A lot of needy people, a lot of people that maybe have lost people in their, you know, in their life. And I don't know, kind of help us get through this.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you again for having me here. The holidays are seen very many times as a time of joy, a time of getting together, a time of, you know, being with family, which is an absolutely wonderful thing. And it's really important to stay focused on that. Our focus is extremely important, especially during these times, to remember what the holidays are all about and really be grateful for the things and the people that have been in our lives. And that's very, very important for us to do that. I just came from a Tony Robbins training.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes,
you know what? I'm looking at one in San Jose in March.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, God, please.
Wonderful.
Yeah, please share. That's very cool. Which one was his?
The last one that I went to is called Date with Destiny, which is kind of a graduation of the other trainings that he has. And
very great.
Yes, it's just a really amazing and such a wonderful title, because you are, in reality, every minute, every second of your life, you do have a date with your destiny. And how you see it and what you do with that date, what do you do now? What decisions do you take? What do you pay attention to? What do you focus on? What intentions do you plan to do? What are your decisions? And then making it happen. You know, making it happen is really important. And
your action steps.
Your action steps, yes.
Because we can go talk and talk the walk and not really do anything about it, or
exactly.
Have great thoughts or have great expectations.
Right.
But then we don't follow through with it. And it's like the steps. And sometimes we, you know, people invite us to do things, or people call us up and they say, how would you like to do that? And you kind of want to. But there's a part of you, that little person inside you, that says, oh, that would be kind of scary. What if I don't do good at it? Or what if I don't? What can you help us? Why do we have those thoughts?
Well, we have those thoughts because we've been conditioned to have those thoughts. We've been conditioned. And I believe I spoke before about Don Miguel Ruiz and how he talks about how we've been domesticated to really judge ourselves, criticize ourselves. And we tend to be just extra cautious. And we're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of not being loved and not fitting in and things like that. And those are the thoughts that become dominant in our focus. And when we focus on those feelings, on those needs that we have, then, you know, everything around it will flow through that, you know, through those particular, you know, those particular needs. And the reason I was talking about Tony Robbins is because, you know, one of the things that he says, and which I think is just absolutely amazing and so true, is where focus grows, energy flows.
What you think about is really what you pray about.
Yes.
It's a silent prayer. And
exactly.
So when you start to focus on things, you have to go, cancel, you know,
exactly.
Right? I mean, you have to, you want to be deliberate about what you think about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to be deliberate. And that is exactly what you want to do. You don't want to live on autopilot. You don't want to live, you know, in a coma, just going with the flow. You want to listen to that little person that you were just talking about, but truly listen.
And acknowledge it.
Absolutely.
And say, why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel maybe less than? Or why do I feel like I wouldn't fit in? I mean, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It is very important to figure out, you know, why we feel that way. And mainly that we do feel that way. Just acknowledging that we do have those feelings. And when we really think about why we feel that way, it's most of the time, if not, you know, 99% of the time, is really irrational.
Right.
And it's really based on one particular time, you know, to a point in our lives, and then we disregard everything else around it. And that's not a way to live. And again, it's where what you focus on. If you keep focusing on that one thing that rejected you, that one person, that one time that rejected you,
kind of
then
like that,
you're not going to move on.
Right. And it's your old, it's the windshield, not the front.
Right.
Right.
Right. You're looking in the rearview mirror and you're not looking forward. And if you focus on that negativity, then you just, you're tunnel visioned, and you don't see the big picture. And so if I think about being rejected and people not wanting me and people not loving me because something happened to me in my childhood or someone told me something or I was neglected and things like that, unfortunately, most of us, if not all of us, we've all had
it's a normal thought. Let's just start off with that. If you're feeling those thoughts, you felt them. I felt them.
Absolutely.
Every single person feels them. And
yes.
And I don't know if does it come from our, you know, our family, our upbringing? Does it come from our little child inside of us? You know, where is it coming from?
Well, the negative thoughts come from our environment. It comes from us focusing on the negativity that has happened to us. That's where the negative thoughts come from. And if you really look at the thoughts, like you said, we've all had them. They are normal. They are normal. The thing is, I don't want to be normal, right? It's like we don't want to just fit in and be normal and be miserable all of the time and just be on autopilot. We want to be deliberate. We want to start again. We want to have a destiny, a future that makes us happy. And it starts here and it starts now.
Ooh, I love it.
And
love it.
It's really very important to really, again, really focus. Yes, we are going to have those negative thoughts. And absolutely, they are normal. Now, it's up to us. Right? That's the attention that we put into it. It's our intention. Do I want to stay there? Do I want to live like that? Do I want to continue that cycle of negativity, of being sad or being depressed or being angry or, you know, feeling like a victim all the time? Or do I want to make the intention, make the decision, make the choice to move forward, to start again where I'm at and say, I'm not going to take this anymore. And I do have the power and the ability and the capacity to change my future.
Okay, so, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're so grateful that we have, you know, you're listening and so many listeners that have been here for years and years. And of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom and of course, Dr. Leticia Jimenez. When people work with you, first of all, let's give out your number so that they can call you. And also for the Hispanic, you work with them too, correct?
Yes. I am bilingual. I'm in English and Spanish, and I speak a little French.
Oh, there you go. You are very, yeah.
And trying to be fluent in that as well. Anybody that is interested can go and check out my website, startagainnotover.com. And also can definitely call me at 323-591-4881. And
say it one more time.
323-591-4881. Or go onto my website at startagainnotover.com. I have a few freebies. I offer free 30-minute coaching sessions,
things like that.
So, take a look.
So with, I always say it's so appropriate with the new year coming. But really, every day is a new day.
Yes.
And some people wait like, oh, gosh, okay, well, this year is almost over. Hello, every single day you wake up is a new gift.
Yes.
It's a clean slate.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, you can start. And, they say, my kids always get upset about this, but I always say, if you make your bed, that's the first thing that you've already accomplished in your day.
Mm-hmm.
Right
mm-hmm.
off the bat. Absolutely. They do that in the Army and the Navy and, in the services because you start off right off the bat.
Yes. Discipline and determination.
Yeah. And planning your outfits, planning your day. I mean, you kind of live, obviously life isn't, you can't plan it, but you can, to your best ability, plan for it.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Yes.
So what would you share with my listeners and, of things that could help them in their everyday life to be more, living in their dreams, not listening to that negative.
Right. Thank you. Absolutely. One of the things I think we talked about in the last show about those three very powerful words of attention, intention, and action.
Right.
And if you look at my blog and so forth, everything is surrounded around those three words, which are just very universal. And it's all about really that focus. And when we wake up, to know that we are waking up, to pay attention to the fact that this is a new day, that this is a new opportunity. And what am I going to do about it? Or what am I going to do about it? And then make the intention to make it the best day that you can.
So what are some action steps that you could actually, really people could take advantage of?
Well, in terms of action steps, there's so many things that you can do. The main thing is to do something. To do something.
Something is better than nothing.
Something is better than nothing. But like you said, start small. Start with getting up, making your bed, making breakfast. And one of the things is that to make the intention, what is it that one thing that you want of today? Like make that choice. Really think about what would make you happy. Maybe it's something as simple as making a call to somebody that you love. Maybe it's as simple as, today I'm going to treat myself and I'm going to just get a cone of ice cream. And, today I am going to write a few lines, write a thank you note to someone. I'm going to go in and I'm going to just make the intention to have the best day possible. I'm going to give a big kiss to my kids when they wake up. I'm going to greet my husband with a smile. I'm going to just enjoy the moment and just be present as much as I can. And so making those intentions and then doing them, you can put a little note in your, in your lunchbox your children or your husband or your wife or, your partner, just something that that gives you that connection to someone else. So it can be very, very simple little things that make a huge, huge difference. Don't just give a peck in the cheek, to your partner. Give a passionate, 10-second, kiss and really hug them
What I'm hearing from you is take an extra moment, like really make it count.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, it doesn't take any longer.
It doesn't.
We're just so in robot style.
Yes.
You know, and
yes,
we need to get back into being passionate about what we do, how we live our lives, and be mindful.
Right, right. Exactly. And you're absolutely right. It does not take any extra time. On the contrary, it just means that you are deliberate in what you do. You know, we all have the same time. We all have the same amount of time. But when you are deliberate in your actions, when you are deliberately living your life and, you know, doing it just deliberately, when you're not waiting for just life to happen to you, but, you know, what is it that you want to do with your life, and really paying attention to the people that are around you and all the blessings and being grateful to who, you know, to what we have.
There you go. Yes. All right. Well, I hope that you stay with me, and we've got some more that we're going to be talking about. Of course, we're talking with Dr. Leticia Jimenez, Start Again, Not Over. And we're going to take a really quick break. I hope that you stay with us. And again, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone out there. You know, just take a moment to hug somebody that you care about. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to give out some LA Zoo lights. I've got a four pack, and it's really a great time. And if you have, you know, just a place that you want to go, it's all the way good till January 7th. So call us right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3355. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for staying here with us and tuning in to us. And of course, I hope that you are, having a great holiday season. It is in the season right now. And you know, just hope everybody's safe out there, and you know, just taking moment by moment, and you know, every day is a new way and a new decision that you can choose to do something different if you haven't done it the way you thought you could, right? And of course, Dr. Jimenez is in the studio with us, and we're just talking about the, well, you say it perfect, start again, not over. It's not like, you know, we have to go back to the very beginning.
Right.
We have learned, we have, you know, things that have worked in our life.
Right.
So how do you, you know, we just need to get on track. And it's interesting here, you do your own coaching, but you go and get coaching.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love that, because sometimes, I mean, we need to fill our cup. How would you fill your cup if you keep giving to everybody else?
Right, right. No, absolutely. That's very important to really take the time for yourself. And that's something that in the holidays, a lot of times people get really sidetracked in terms of, you know, giving. And yes, of course, that is important. And that is really, that's something that for us, you know, giving and contributing, it's a great thing. Now, what you contribute, though, that's a whole different story, right? But so we'll get back to that, to contributing. But it is very important that you cannot give what you do not have. And that's very important for people to remember.
Interesting.
You cannot give what you do not have.
Right.
If you cannot give love if you don't love yourself, you cannot, you know, care for people if you don't care for yourself. It's very, very important. And it's important to love ourselves unconditionally, really take care of ourselves.
Do you think that that's inbred in us, or how do you
yes.
or do you, is that something learned?
It's definitely learned. It's definitely learned. I mean, if you look at a baby, right? A baby is like, you know, wants to, it's like all about me. And that's not what I'm saying, that you have to be all about me. But it's part of who we are. It's really important for us to nourish ourselves. And by us doing that, then we can go ahead and give to other people. And then what happens, you know, as we grow up in our, the society says, oh, you know, don't be selfish. Don't just think of yourself, or, you know, you're being this. And we look at all, we hear all these negative things about, you know, that taking care of ourselves is a negative thing. And that's not the case.
So that's like self-love.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Not selfish.
Right.
But people tend to think it is selfish. Right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So it is very important to take care, you know, to take care of ourselves.
So Dr. Jimenez, if somebody out there is just going through a really hard time, maybe they've lost somebody, maybe they've lost their job, maybe they've lost their home. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or how would you work with them? Can you kind of take the steps to so we can kind of share that with people?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, every case is different and everyone is very unique. And that's the beauty of us all, that we're all unique. But a lot of our experiences are very similar. And when it comes to loss, it's very important to keep that in mind, to know what the grieving process is, and know that you are going to go through, you know, through the depression, through the bargaining stage, through the anger stage, through, you're really going to have just many different feelings. And sometimes it's difficult for people to, you know, when people start having those negative feelings, then they start judging themselves, they start criticizing themselves, like, what's wrong with me, which adds to, you know, the depression and the anger and all of those things. But it is normal. It is normal to go through those different feelings. And we're going to be going through them very rapidly, sometimes a little bit slower. And everybody is different. But it's important to know that that is normal, and that it is actually necessary so that you can move forward. You don't want to repress them. You don't want to just bottle them up. You don't want to eat them, you know, and just, you know, through all this junk food and things like that, especially during the holidays, that's all around us. And many people try to, you know, suppress their emotions by eating. And so it's very important to know that those feelings are going to be there, and know that they're normal and they are necessary. And then from that, then, you know, really, again, it's all about, you know, really focusing on knowing that, what is it that you want to do? And really come to that acceptance. When in the last stage of grief, you know, you have acceptance. Acceptance doesn't mean that, okay, yes, I accept, that happened and that's okay. But it just means that you have interwoven, you know, the loss, and now you know that it happened, and so now what is it that you want to do from there? Mm. You know, that you're
so
ready to move forward.
So, do you meet with people, or is it done over the phone? How do you counsel, or is it?
I meet with people personally.
Being counseled?
Actually, one of the things is that, you know, I think I was talking about this last time too. Really, only about 1 in 5 or 4 people do have a diagnosis of a mental illness. But the other 4 or 5 people, the other 4 or 3 people do not. And so I work with I do actually empowerment coaching. Mm-hmm. And if people need therapy and so forth, which some people do, then they can be I can refer them somewhere else. But in terms of the coaching, I do it either over the phone, on the internet, through Skype, things like that, and in person as well, depending on the person's needs. So I see people all over the place. They don't need to be local.
Okay.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I am excited. What I want to do is we have another guest that's going to be joining us. I'd love you to stay.
Absolutely.
And I kind of want to walk us through some of our steps that you would take us through, and so if somebody came to you and they just said, I'm tired of doing the same job over and over again, mm-hmm. but they're afraid to get out of that,
right?
So that's what I would love to talk about. So if we get a chance after we talk with our next guest.
Yes, I would love that.
Great. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, the holidays are here. One of my favorite restaurants, Lure Fish House, located Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara. They're growing like crazy. There's always a party in there, like we were talking about. And I've got a $25 gift certificate to one of our lucky listeners. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. When we come back, we'll talk with Joanne Moody minute by minute.
J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today. Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8. And again, we talk about the brighter side of life. People, you never know who we're going to have on. And I just, I have tons and tons of people that reach out to me. And if you have a story or you have a business or you have an event that you would love to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, I would love to have you call us. And of course, that number is 805-419-0008. Let's do something different for the new year. And definitely, I'd love to share you here on the Kim Pagano Show. Our next guest, Joanne Moody. And Joanne, are you there?
I am there. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. I love the name Minute by Minute. And tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
I am a minister full-time for the last 4 years with an organization called Agape Freedom Fighters. Oh. And we go around the world and we train people to do what Jesus mandated us to do in Matthew 28. We teach people how to pray for the sick and how to know their identity and what they were really given by Jesus, and truly just to walk in the fullness of their identity in Christ.
And so kind of what their gift is, what their purpose is, correct?
I'm sorry?
What their gift is and what their purpose
is. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Destiny, just really propelling them toward their destiny, and we see the Lord do mighty miracles all over the world.
Interesting. And now, is this your first book, or how many books do you have?
This is my first book, yes.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to write this book?
Well, it was quite a journey. I really felt the Lord compel me to keep journals through my 14 and a half years of chronic pain. And I kept all of everything that my heart held, I kept in a journal for all those years. And, of course, you can imagine how many that filled. And when I was done with that, then taking those journals and writing the story took about 2 years.
Wow. And so tell us a little bit about what happened on your life. And Dr. Jimenez, please join us in our interview. She's in the studio with us.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Well, I gave birth to my only child in 1999. Prior to that, I'd been a triathlete and a very, very active person. And I lived in Hawaii most of my adult life at that time. And I became pregnant with my child. And during the labor and delivery, I was left in a 3-day non-progressive labor. And I had never been pregnant before in terms of having a child. I had had a miscarriage before that, but I didn't understand what labor was really in terms of length of time or what was normal, what wasn't. And my doctor was out of town. So I, at the end of 3 days, they did an emergency C-section because my son was in fetal distress. And we, thank God, he was born normal and he's absolutely fabulous now. But after that event, I had chronic pelvic pain. And for the next many years, the doctors kept trying to figure out what was causing all of that, because I'd gone from being this completely independent, very, very vitally physical, active person to not being able to sit or stand for more than 2 minutes without excruciating pain. So I was put on heavy duty narcotics. They did 7 pelvic surgeries by 2004. And I was finally sent to a specialist in San Francisco who discovered that I had pudendal nerve entrapment, and my pudendal nerve was crushed in 7 places on my left side and 5 on my right side.
Wow. And is that from a C-section, or how does somebody get that?
No, it was from my son was quite large. His head was very big, and my nerve canals are very narrow and my pelvic cavity is very narrow, and his head sat in my pelvic cavity for 3 full days.
Wow.
And the nerves were pressed against for that length of time, and they couldn't recover. So 7 surgeries by 2004, I was sent to France, where they were specialists in pudendal nerve decompression surgery. They were 10 years ahead of American doctors in the way that they could access the nerve, which caused less damage to the supporting ligament of the spine, the sacrotuberous ligament and sacrospinous ligament. So I went there and with fear and trepidation, I had to lay down to fly there. And we had three seats for me. And it was a horrendous experience there. I had a massive bleed on the operating table, and I had a near-death experience there. It took three surgeries in 3 days to save my life. And it was
wow, what a story.
Unreal.
Joanne, where are you today?
Today I am in such a fabulous place because in 2013, a man prayed for me, and I was miraculously and completely and totally healed. And by that time, I'd had 13 surgeries in 14 and a half years. And a man said, "No, I believe this is Jesus that wants to heal you." And when he prayed for me, all of my symptoms left. And I went off of 7 different narcotic medications that night. I'm not recommending that. Please don't hear me say I'm recommending people do that. I did that. In that moment, I went from having level 10 pain to no pain. Hmm. And I have ever since then gone around and I went to ministry school and really helped people to understand that there is a God, our God, who heals. Jesus heals today. And so that's what I do today.
Wow. And so you do, and so now you help people heal?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Our ministry has 50 prayer ministers, and we go everywhere and pray for people. And we have seen 18 cases of stage 4 cancer, medically proven, with black PET scans and white PET scans. We've seen people get out of wheelchairs. We've seen the deaf hear and the blind see. We have seen the absolutely stunning works of Jesus all over the world.
Very interesting.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. When the person prayed with you, did he pray in front of you, with you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He had his hands on me, and my best friend was there as well. And he prayed a series of things. There were many things I didn't really understand. He took me through a series of beliefs that I had about God, the limiting way in which I thought of God. I thought that I was not worthy to be healed. That was my mindset prior to him walking me through some of the challenges that I had walking through chronic pain for that many years.
Joanne, were you religious before this?
I was brought up Catholic, and I had my conversion where I fell in love with Jesus happened when I was 31. So yes, I was in love with the Lord at that time. So very difficult to understand suffering of that magnitude when you love God.
Mm-hmm. I can understand. What are we going to find in your book?
You will find hope in my book, which was the whole reason to write it. Anyone who has someone in their life who is long suffering, anyone who has confusion and lots of doubt about what it means to suffer and who our Father in Heaven really is, and they will find hope, and they will find, I pray, they will find inspiration to keep believing for their own healing and their own miracles, no matter if that's physical, emotional, or spiritual.
Wow. That's what it's all about. Where do we find your book, Joanne?
The book is on all the major retailers, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, ChristianBook.com.
Okay. And let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You know, we all have things that we go through in our life, and you know, it's like even sometimes our children go through things.
Oh yeah.
And to me, that's God's path, their journey that we're supposed to journey through. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't disbelieve that. I believe that we can't understand what God has in store for those he loves. And sometimes the journey that we travel on is a journey of pain, but I don't believe it's God's assignment to assign pain. I believe we have a real enemy, and I believe in that assignment against us, because the word of God's very clear, we have an enemy who seeks to kill us and destroy us. I believe God turns that around, and though we suffer, he will be glorified in the end. So yes, I believe what you're saying is true. We cannot know. We only know in part But I also know that there's been many, many instances where it was time for that season to end. And because people have lived in it for so long, the pain and the suffering for so long, they just never saw that it was the end, if that makes sense, until someone came along and prayed with them. I am in Northern California, northeast of Sacramento, in a city called Rockland.
Okay, great. And so if anybody was going through a hard time, is this just an emotional or a health, or is it, anything that you're going through?
Anybody's going through, because we are a multifaceted creature. You know, we're multifaceted children of God. We have the emotions, we have the spiritual side, we have the physical side, and everything is tied together. One is not more important than the other. God cares about all of it.
Wow, very cool. Well, Merry Christmas, Joanne Moody. Thank you so much for sharing this on our show. I'm so grateful and glad that you are feeling better and that now you are sharing what you know to share and help other people.
Thank you so much, Kim. God bless you.
Thank you. All right. Thank and please you. Share All our right. show with everyone. All right. We kind of want to take some time, Dr. Jimenez, to just wrap up our show and to just really kind of share some action steps that our listeners could really use. And as being, one of our amazing sponsors and experts in this industry, please help us.
Yes, thank you. Well, first of all, I wanted to thank our previous speaker. And one of the things that she talks about is, the limiting beliefs. And I thought it was really interesting how she talked about how in terms of her pain there, the main thing that was going on was that she didn't feel worthy of that she could be that she could be healed, and so in terms
does
of
that
action,
borderline on a little bit of a depression?
Oh yes, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Sometimes you're because your body cannot feel good because you're depressed and you don't think you should be able to be better. Our minds are so powerful, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that's the thing, that the mind is extremely powerful. But the important thing is everything about empowerment is understanding that we have the power over our mind. The mind does not control us, can control us if we allow it to, but it is possible for us to control our mind. We are not our thoughts. We are not our feelings. We are the beings that have these thoughts and feelings.
Very
and it's up to us what we do with those thoughts and feelings. And so to have control over them, to really believe in the limitlessness. We have no limits. The only limits that we have are the limits that we impose on ourselves.
Right.
But we have the ability to heal ourselves. We have the ability to really change our lives. We have the ability to be happy. We have the ability to have anything really that we want to have in our lives.
Do you believe that we are all energy?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. And in fact, that's what I was thinking as she was speaking, because it's all about we are vibrations, we are energy. And our bodies are just houses of these energies. That's all they are. They're just vehicles for us to work our energy. But it's all about energy and vibrations. And when we truly believe and we tap into those vibrations, when people, the power of prayer and the power of, positive thinking about affirmations, incantations, and all of those positive things really all tap into that vibration, into that faith and belief, however you'd like to call it, that we are all powerful, and we are limitless, and that we can do what we put our mind to do. And so in terms of things for us to do, one of the things that is extremely important is for us to really remember that, to remember who we really are, to remember that our true authentic self that is limitless and powerful and that can do anything. And to truly be honest with ourselves about that.
Do you think that there's days that you're more powerful and then there's days that sometimes you're weaker?
Yes, because of the thoughts. If we allow our thoughts to take over, and we allow our thoughts to control, you know, our feelings, and we put focus on those negative thoughts, then we are going to be weaker. If I believe that, you know, that I'm not enough, that I'm not lovable, that I'm not worthy, that I'm not, you know, all of those things, then I'm going to feel that very limiting. I'm limiting myself and limiting to the things that I can do. So it is very, very important to stay focused on the, you know, pay that attention to the power that we have, to that energy. And I've spoken before about the space between our thoughts, you know, to really look at that space between our thoughts and where there are no limits, where anything is possible. And from there, you know, really see what is it that your true authentic self wants. That's one of the main things. So remember who you are, be honest with yourselves, and what is it that you want? What is it that you want to get from life? What is it that will make you happy? What is it that will bring out that power
That's
in you?
That's a big question.
It is.
What is it that is going to bring you happiness? You know, if you just, I mean, that's a big question. Like, I remember thinking before that I know everything I don't want. But right. When people, you know, I have another birthday coming up and everybody's saying, what do you want for, you know, I'm like, I really just want to declutter my home right now. So, but I love perfumes. I love angels. I love, you know, candles. But how do you know what I mean? So you start to kind of, it's almost like you need to write a book about yourself.
Yes. Well, journaling is a very important, it's something that you can definitely do that is highly recommended.
And is that so something really you recommend to
yes,
your...
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Journaling. Putting onto paper, whether you read it later or not, the main thing is to really bring out, you know, these thoughts, these feelings and so forth that are kind of abstract and they seem to be all over the place, to put them down and on paper and to really see them.
It's kind of your map to yourself, right?
Yes, exactly. And you cannot go anywhere. You know, we look at the GPS system and so forth, right? You can have a map, but if you don't know where you are now, what is it that, and where is it that you want to go?
So
then
how
it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, so it really doesn't matter. It's kind of, I always think of life almost a little backwards, you know, because when we're younger, we're learning where we're going. But by the time we're our age, right, mm-hmm. we should kind of know. But a lot of us are just finding out.
We are always finding out,
right?
In reality,
because every day we're growing.
Exactly, and that's a wonderful thing. Our nature is to grow, and our nature is to learn, to progress, to be happy, to contribute. That's our true nature, is to do those things. And so, what makes me happy now might change tomorrow, and that's great. That just means that I've moved on into something else, and that's perfectly, you know, that's a great thing. And so it's really important to see what is it that you want? What is it that will make you happy? What is it that your true authentic self, not what anybody else wants, because we're so used to doing everything for everybody. We live in would-haves, should-haves, and could-haves,
wow.
right? But it's about what is it that my true authentic self really wants? What do I want to get out of life? What is it that I want to give out of life? What do I want my legacy to be? And how do I want to live my life now, and how do I want to be remembered? At the end of the day, it's all about the dash, right? When we were born and when we die, what is it that we plan to do with that dash for ourselves and for others?
Right.
And then why is it that you want it? You know, that's the next step. Why do you want it? You need to have a powerful why. Otherwise, it's just going to be forgotten and you're not going to be able to move forward, especially when the tough times come.
Yeah, there's people that go out of their way and they help people, which is amazing because we need those kind of people in our lives and in
yes.
our communities. And then there's people that keep more to themselves. And then there's people, I mean, it's just, everybody has their different, you know, personality and their different makeup.
Yes.
Right?
Right, right.
Yeah, and so sometimes you need to know where your place is and like you just said, really what you what you want for yourself.
Yes, yes. When you give, it doesn't have to be to a million people at once or to many or, you know, things like that. I mean, giving is, what is it that you plan to do for someone else, to your, for your children today? You know, that is giving. What is it that you want to do for your husband, your wife, you know, your partner? That is giving. So it can be very, you know, small things, but that really will make a huge difference at the end. And then the last part, again, is take action. Take action, do something, make a plan, really map out your route. Where is it that you want to go and how are you going to get there? And then do something now. Start that plan immediately. Whatever it is, whether it's making a phone call, whether it's writing down your goals, whether it's whatever it may be, it doesn't need to be something big, but start now. You know, the journey starts with one step at a time.
I love
and
it.
If, you know, and with people need more help in any of these steps and so forth, I'm happy to be there for them, to take the journey. And it's an honor to be there with people through this journey.
It's
and
kind
really
of like holding their
them.
Hand through life, right?
Absolutely.
And everybody needs that. Am I still on the right track? Am
we
I still
do.
Going the right place? So I love that.
Yes.
Again, please give out your phone number and your website.
Yes. So my phone number is 323-591-4881. 323-591-4881. And the website is startagainnotover.com.
There you go.
Again.
I love it. Dr. Jimenez, thank you so much. It's always special when you're here.
Thank
and
you.
And of course, what a great show. I love what we do here. And of course, hopefully we're changing people's lives one by one and really know that you can do anything you put your mind to.
Absolutely.
And with that, I just want to wish everybody a happy and Merry Christmas and be with your family. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Don't compare your life to others. There's no comparison between the sun and the moon. They shine when it's their time. With that,
beautiful.
You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy holidays.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.